So to start off, the Delaware Juneteenth Association has been around for, is it 26 years
now? 26 years, yeah.
So how is Juneteenth usually celebrated and commemorated in Delaware?
Well, we usually try to do several activities around celebrating Juneteenth, starting out with our flag raising that's done around the world on June 1st of every year, which opens up the Juneteenth celebrations for the month. We usually follow that by our male talent showcase. Then we have our pageant, and Sandy, if I leave anything out, catch me. We do a parade and a festival before the day, before Juneteenth, the weekend before. And then we do our observance on June 19th that we've done for 26 years. And after that, we do our fundraising Freedom Gala, Scholarship Gala. Sandy, would you like to join in?
To expand on the pageant a little bit, since I'm the pageant director, we have been able to do the pageant for the last 20, this would have been our 23rd year. We've never stopped. And so with that said, not only do we end it with our gala in the month of June, then we continue on with activities. And one of the activities that we were able to bring back last year was the Underground Railroad Tour.
Yeah.
We went to Harriet Tubman's birthplace in Cambridge, Maryland.
Right.
And now she has a museum and a park there.
And a mural.
And yes, the mural. We took a busload of young people and elderly people and part of our staff and our board, and we went to visit that area, and it's just phenomenal. The stories that were told, we were just flabbergasted. So we did quite a bit last year. We were recognized at Legislative Hall. We were recognized by the House and the Senate. So we've been doing quite a bit, but COVID-19 and this environment of racial injustice that's going on right now really did cause us to have to scale back this year.
The way that things have usually been done obviously requires a little bit of tweaking this year because of the pandemic. What kind of adaptations have you made in the observance and celebration this year?
Well, we have been providing our young people, families, and the community in general bi-weekly workshops centered around numerous things. But for our young women and young men, it has been etiquette, it has been self-image. It's also been around dealing with the COVID event right now and how they're coping with it. And we worked with them with several workshops around how to cope with that. Our observance has shifted to a virtual arena. And this Friday, the 19th, Juneteenth, we're doing our observance, our 26-year observance and panel discussion. Sandy, you want to add?
We had planned on having it at the Simpson United Methodist Church and thinking that we could do it the way we've always done it, by everybody gathering, have a wonderful religious service. And so we were just stopped in our tracks because of the law that we couldn't have any gatherings at churches like that. So this time we've planned our observance at the same church, at Simpson Church, and it's going to be done virtually. But what we've done is coupled it with a panel discussion on Black trauma. You know, we had our parade, we had our festival last year. So Saturday, we are going to do something similar. We're going to have, we're calling it a Freedom Caravan. And we're going to meet at noon at Christina Park. And we're going to have a Juneteenth caravan. By the way, our theme this year is all things Juneteenth. But most people did not know about Juneteenth. This year,
that's all that's on
their lips is Juneteenth.
People have learned what Juneteenth was, and now we don't have to. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. And we're very excited about the fact that it is everywhere because we, along with the National Juneteenth Observance Foundation, are working with lawmakers to see about passing the bill in order to make Juneteenth a national day of observance.
And to work towards it being a national holiday.
You know, you mentioned that the consciousness around Juneteenth has increased tremendously this year. you know, due to the protests we're seeing, the kind of moment of racial reckoning that the country's going through, for you two, does the meaning of Juneteenth change at all in light of this moment we're in?
Well, you know, one thing I want to say, and we have to mention this every time we speak to the media, we have to recognize our founder. And his name is Bernie, B-E-R-N-I-E, Wilkins, W-I-L-K-I-N-S. And one thing about us being able to start 25 years ago, and we were, many of us in terms of our age, were around during the civil rights protests in the 60s. This climate is so different.
Very different.
And one of the reasons, and we've talked about that, and we've you know, been talking to the media about this, is the fact that technology has just caused this thing to really excel. I mean, to the highest of heights. We didn't have this back in the 60s. You know, once we had the protesting because of the shooting of Martin Luther King Jr., it, you know, we, and there was protest for a bit, and then it started to die down and started to die down, and it seems like everybody was just happy. This is not going to be that way this year. This is because mostly technology and young people.
Exactly right. And
they're going to take it to where we... heights that I don't think that we can even imagine, really.
Now this is Sylvia. Now, the Juneteenth has always been a call to order, so to speak. And at this point, it has been a call to order, and because of that one little device, our cell phone, that you can hit a button and send the information around the world, not just around your state, around the world in a matter of seconds, has made this particular movement put it on a whole nother level. You know, young people are, as I said earlier, we are the older generation. We're the old heads, as President Obama said. We're the old heads. And he said there's one thing we need to learn from the young people, and that is impatience, because they are not planning to stop. We are not planning to stop until change comes. And as Sandy said, in the movement prior to, we marched and we marched and we marched, and then there was very little action. By the time the bills were passed, they were watered down, and nothing became of it. But I'm so proud to say I don't see that happening this time.
And
they're
we
on
have
a whole
said,
other level.
Unlike Sylvia, I mean, in those days, you know, I'm a Wilmingtonian, so I know, I remember when the National Guard, we could not even, had possessed the city of Wilmington. I couldn't even get to my house. I remember those days, and Sylvie relates because she's from Tennessee, and I'm sure
Tennessee,
she can tell you many stories.
A whole nother level.
So we see things so differently now.
Right, right. And that's the good thing about the Delaware Juneteenth Association. We have people from all walks of life and from several different geographical areas. So we come with several different perspectives, but we all can agree that this is something special. This is something special. And I'm happy to be a part of it. We're happy to be alive, to see it, and to be a part of it. And I can't wait to see where it goes from here.